Good. Well, earlier last week, I was down at Kumtawi School speaking at a couple of assemblies, and I asked the children in Kumtawi School a question. And I want to ask the same question, especially to those of you on the front row this morning. And the question was this. Well, what I want you to do is to think about what you think the people in Kumtawi School, how they answered the question. Do you think you can do that? Okay. So the question was this. What are you most looking forward to at Christmas? All right. What do you think they said?
Presents.
Okay. They definitely said presents. Yes. Luca, what do you think they said?
Having dinner.
Having dinner. Yes. People definitely talked about all the dinner they would have. Yes. They didn't say that, actually, but that's what I said. So, yes, that's good. Well done. You got another one, Luca?
Watching a Christmas movie.
Do you know, no one thought of that, but that's a really good thing. People, I enjoy that about Christmas. Any more things that people like about Christmas?
Snow.
I don't know if we're going to get any snow this year, but it'd be nice. You, yeah, I know you normally get snow. You got a tiny bit of snow, did you? Did you? Oh, it didn't come to my garden. Oh, I see. Right, okay. Anything else about Christmas that people really look forward to at Christmas? Well, there was one other thing. Two other things that they said. One was time off school. People liked having time off school. Yeah, you like time off school as well, or you got another suggestion?
That
they'd get all their presents, Santa Claus would come. Nobody said that, actually, but people do enjoy their presents. And this is the last one. I'm going to give you a last one, if that's okay, Luca. And the last one that people said was being with their families over Christmas. Lots of people like being with their families over Christmas. And all of those things are really good reasons to be excited about Christmas and to look forward to and enjoy. But I want you to imagine, if you can, what if it was Christmas Day and you didn't have any presents and you didn't have any food, and maybe you could watch a Christmas movie, but it would be by yourself. A bit boring, yeah. And no family to watch it with you, and you had nothing at all. That wouldn't be a very exciting Christmas, would it? And it wouldn't just be bored, but you'd probably be sad, wouldn't you? And you'd be lonely, and you'd be left thinking, well, who cares about me? Nobody's given me any presents, and nobody's cooked me any food, and nobody wants to spend time with me at a party or watching TV or come into church. Nobody wants to do anything with me, and we'd feel very sad, I'm sure. I haven't got any more questions, I'm sorry. I might have one right at the end, perhaps. So, It's a comment, is it? You can make a comment if you like.
Like the Grinch.
Do you know, I've never seen the Grinch, but probably like the Grinch. Put your hand up if you've never seen the Grinch. It's not just me. It's not just me. You've only seen pictures of the Grinch. When you get old, you see, other things happen. You can tell us all about the Grinch later on when we have a cup of tea and a mince pie downstairs. So, maybe like the Grinch, I don't know. But, so the question I'm gonna ask you this morning, this is a question to think about, you don't have to answer out loud, is, well, who cares? Who cares about Christmas? All right? And the readings that you read out and that we had on the screen from Adventurers and Discoverers will help us to answer that question. The first reading, was it you, Esther, gave the first reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. There it is on the screen, and about Caesar Augustus. Now, Caesar Augustus was the most important person in the world at this time. He was the Roman emperor, and he ruled over millions and millions of people, and he had millions and millions of, well, they didn't have pounds, but he had loads of money, and he was rich and powerful. There was nobody like Caesar Augustus.
In fact, some people even thought Caesar Augustus was God himself because he was so powerful and so important. And that's what he used to go around telling people. And he said, everyone's got to be registered. And the reason he wanted them registered, because as far as he was concerned, you belong to me. I'm the emperor, and you've got to give me your money. He was already very rich, much richer than everybody else, but he still wanted everybody else's money, and because of that, he wanted to know where they lived and what their name was and how much money they had, so he sent them all out to be registered. And then there was this other person, Quirinius. Quirinius wasn't as important as Caesar Augustus, but he was still a very powerful man who was a governor of Syria, a big Roman province. So all of these men, Caesar Augustus and Quirinius, were very powerful and rich, and they were getting everybody else, sending them back to their own town. But do you know what? Caesar Augustus didn't care two hoots about Jesus, didn't know anything about him, didn't care at all about Joseph and Mary, except as long as he had their name and he could get their money later on. He didn't care at all. He didn't care that it was really inconvenient for Mary to have to travel down from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which was a long way. It would have taken them several days to travel. And although on Christmas cards we always see Mary riding on a donkey, she probably didn't have a donkey at all. She probably had to walk all this way. But they didn't care because they just wanted their money at the end of it all. And it probably wasn't very much money at all. But they still sent them all the way down with everybody else to the town where the families came from, which in this case was Bethlehem. So, who cares? Who cares about this Christmas? Well, not Caesar Augustus. He doesn't care. He just cares about money and power. Not Quirinius. He just cares about keeping Caesar happy and about getting money and power for himself. They don't care at all. And you know what? Even today, there are lots of people who don't care at all about Christmas or about Jesus, apart from the things that they can have for themselves. Maybe they like getting presents. Maybe they like eating the food. But that's all they like. They don't care about anything else. There are people like that, you know, even today. Hopefully, you're not like that. So that's the first reading that Esther gave us. Who cares? Well, not Caesar Augustus and not Quirinius. They only cared about themselves. Well, the next little story that we read, well, all of you got involved with this one at the end, didn't you? But Ethan read most of it from Luke chapter 2 and verse 18. And here we've got two groups of people, if you like. On the one hand, we've got the shepherds. You can see them there in verse 8, watching over their field. Now, here's a question for you. This is a question I want you to put your hands up and see if you can answer. At the beginning, in verse 8, okay, so before the angels came, what do you think the shepherds were cared about? At the beginning of the story, before the angels came, what do you think the shepherds cared about? Yes, Ethan? Taking care of their sheep, that's right. They cared about their sheep, didn't they? That was their job, and they had to look after their sheep. Maybe they cared about a few other things. Maybe they cared about what they were having for tea that night, perhaps. Maybe they cared about trying to keep warm. Perhaps it was a bit chilly up in the field, watching over their flock. But really, they were caring after their sheep. But by the end of the story, by the end of this little section, what do you think the shepherds were caring about by the end of the story? It's actually in the bit that's a little bit after this that helps us. But you all know the story, so you can have a guess. What do you think, Luca? The stars, well, they would have seen the star over Bethlehem, wouldn't they? That's true. Something more than that, though. Seeing Jesus. Yeah, let me read to you that part of the story. Okay, it's just after this bit. So verse 15, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So, what happened to their sheep, do you think?
Have a guess. I don't know what happened to their sheep. Have a guess what you think that happened to their sheep. What do you think happened? Have a guess.
They all got eaten up by a dragon.
By a dragon. I think that's probably a wrong guess. Probably wrong again. Yes. A wolf is a little bit more likely, but it's possible that they might have got eaten by a wolf. Could we have a little bit more of an optimistic guess? You have a guess, Luca. Sorry, maybe they gave the sheep to somebody to look after. Maybe they did, yeah. Maybe they took a couple of sheep with them. Usually on the Christmas cards, you see the shepherds carrying a couple of sheep, don't you? I don't know whether that really happened or not. Have another guess, Ethan. Yeah, maybe they took a sheep as a present. The Bible doesn't tell us that, but it's possible. The honest answer is we don't know. But what we do know is that the shepherds stopped worrying about their sheep, stopped caring too much about their sheep, because they had something or someone much more important that they cared about. They cared about Jesus. So by the end of this little part of the story, they'd stopped caring too much about their sheep and started caring about Jesus. And they wanted to see him. And when they saw him, do you know what? They didn't think, right, well, now we've seen Jesus and we know it's true. We better nip back and get back to the sheep quick before a wolf comes and eats them. They didn't say that, right? They didn't say that. What they said was they went round to tell other people about what they'd seen because they still really cared about Jesus. They really cared about Jesus. Now, of course, the shepherds aren't the only people who care about Jesus in this story. Okay, so looking at the screen still from the story that Ethan read, who else cares about Jesus, do you think, in this story? The wise men are not in this story, but you're right, they do care about Jesus, but that's in Matthew's gospel, yes. The angels, yes. So an angel there in verses 9 and 10, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all of the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. That's Jesus, of course, the Saviour who is Christ the Lord. So the angels, they cared about Jesus as well. And because they cared about Jesus, and because, of course, they cared about all the people. Can you see that in verse 10? I bring you great joy that will be for all the people. The angels didn't just care about the Jesus. They didn't just care about the shepherds. They cared about all the people. They wanted everyone to know about Jesus. And they started by telling the shepherds. Now, does anybody know what an angel is? What is an angel? God's sort of soldiers, yes. It's God's sort of soldiers is a good answer. Have another go. God messengers, yes. Yeah. So sometimes in the Bible we see angels fighting, don't we? Those are the stories that you remember, I think. All right. And sometimes we see angels giving messages. And in this one, they're giving a message, aren't they? So they're God's messenger. So if the angels care about the shepherds, and if the angels care about all the people, what do you think that tells us about God, if the angels are God's messengers?
God cares about everyone.
God cares about everyone too, quite right, yeah. Because the angel, they wouldn't have made this message up themselves. They were sent by God to bring this message to everyone. So when we think about Christmas and the good news of great joy that will be for all people, it reminds us that God cares about all of us, because he wants us to know about Jesus, and more importantly, these angels didn't just tell the shepherds about Jesus, did they? What did the angels do? They praised God, yes, excellent, we're going to come to that later, but what else did they tell the shepherds? They didn't just tell them about Jesus.
Where to find him.
Excellent. Can you see it in verse 12? You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. So that the angels, you see, remember they were God's messengers.
They didn't just want the shepherds to know about Jesus. They wanted the shepherds to meet Jesus. Can you see? They wanted the shepherds to meet Jesus. So, if the angels are God's messengers, and the angels want people to meet Jesus, then we know too, don't we, that God wants people to meet Jesus. And we're going to come back to that in just a second, because we're now on the third little passage that you read for us. This was your memory verse, wasn't it? Five verses in your memory verse. When I was little, we only had to remember one verse, and you had to remember five verses. Well done. Okay, so this is all about the Lord Jesus. So in verse 10, when it says, he was in the world, that's Jesus who is in the world. The world was made through him. That reminds us that Jesus is God, but the world didn't know him. So who cares? Well, the world, we're told here in verse 10, didn't really care about Jesus because they didn't know him. And in verse 11, he came to his own. He means the Jewish people, because Jesus was a Jew. And his own people did not receive him. His own family, as it were, didn't receive him. It would be a little bit like you going home on Christmas Day, and mum or dad or whoever's at home saying, not today, thank you, and shutting the door. Your own family not wanting you. Well, that's what happened to Jesus, because his own people didn't receive him. So who cares about Jesus? Well, so far in verses 10 and 11, according to John, nobody yet. Nobody cares about Jesus. But then look at verse 12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So we find out there are people who care about Jesus. There are people who love Jesus. And they've received Jesus. So here's the exciting thing. These people didn't just meet Jesus. That would be exciting, wouldn't it? But they received Jesus. They didn't just meet Jesus, but they received Jesus. And this is wonderful, because we can still do this today. So I can't send you down to a stable in Bethlehem, to a manger, to find a little baby wrapped in swaddling cloths. I can't do that, all right? And even if I could, you'd probably find it quite difficult to get there, all right? We can't meet Jesus like that, because he's not in a manger any longer, is he? He grew up to be a man, as you know. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead, and he ascended back to heaven. So Jesus is in heaven now. He's not in a manger. So if you and I want to do what the shepherds did, to meet with Jesus, we don't go to Bethlehem. Well, what do we do? Well, it says here, we can receive him. We can you see it in verse 12 in the middle? We can believe in his name. When it says believe in his name, do you know what Jesus' full name with his title is? What does the Bible often call Jesus? Not just Jesus, but Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth sometimes, yes. There's another title that's used, quite a lot of titles actually, but I'm thinking of one particularly. Jesus begins with a C. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He's the promised one, the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one, the one who's come from God. And if we believe and trust in Jesus, not just believe that he existed, but really trust him, believe that he is the Christ, believe that he is who he said he was, that he's the Son of God. If we believe him, what does verse 12 say will happen to people who believe in Jesus like that? What does verse 12, can you see it there? But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, what comes next? That's right. So you can become a child of God by receiving Jesus and believing in his name. So that means this. If you're a child of God, and Jesus is the Son of God, then it's a bit like having Jesus as your brother. You're part of Jesus' family. And that means that God welcomes you in as part of his family. So we're asking the question, who cares? And we've seen already that God cares about the whole world, but we're seeing now that God cares so much that he wants people to receive his son Jesus, to believe in him, so that we can become part of God's family. So God is our Father. What an amazing story Christmas is, because it tells us just how much God cares for us. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is this: how much do we care about Jesus? Do you remember Caesar Augustus? He didn't care about Jesus at all, just wanted money and power. Do you remember the shepherds? They weren't really bothered about Jesus, didn't know anything about him. But then the angels came with good news, and suddenly their lives were different, and now they wanted to meet with Jesus, and he changed their lives forever. And we can do just the same thing, not to go to a stable in Bethlehem, but to pray to God in our heart to receive Jesus into our heart so that we can be born again, to have new life in Jesus Christ. And you can have new life in Jesus if you're 100 years old. Maybe you've never trusted in Jesus, but you can pray to Jesus and he can make you new. Or you can trust in Jesus when you're a tiny, tiny little baby. And anywhere in between, you can call on Jesus and ask him to change you and to make you new so that you will receive him and believe in his name. And there's one final verse that I want to remind us all of this morning. We're trying to answer the question, who cares? And this is what the adventurers and discoverers said for us on the video. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And that sums up everything that I've been saying, doesn't it? Not just the angels who care about the world, because they're God's messengers. God cares about the world, cares so much that he gave his only son. And as you know, the amazing thing is not just that Jesus was born in a manger in Bethlehem. That's amazing. But the really amazing thing is that Jesus died on the cross for sinners like us. Because what this verse just hints at a little bit, and we know from the rest of the Bible, is that all of us deserve to perish. Do you know what perish means? What does perish mean?
Like die and be destroyed.
Die, yeah, it means to die, all right? So that whoever believes in him should not die, should not perish, but have eternal life. So we all deserve to die. We're not perfect. We don't deserve to go to heaven. We've done lots of things wrong, all of us. And because of that, we deserve to die. But the Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ came to live the life that we could never live by doing everything that God required. To die the death that we deserve by dying on the cross in our place. So that whoever believes in him doesn't need to die, but can have eternal life. So that means if somebody's really trusting in Jesus, it might look as though they've died. We might have to put their body in a grave, or they might go to a crematorium, but they haven't really died, the Bible tells us, because the Bible says that their soul doesn't die and their soul lives on and goes to be with Jesus in heaven forever, waiting the day when they'll receive a new body, just as Jesus did after his resurrection. That's the wonder of Christmas. And the question we've been asking is, who cares? It's amazing that there are lots of people who don't care about that. But if you really know it to be true, and it is true, you can't help but care. You can't help but say, I want to meet this Jesus and believe in him too, just like the shepherds. And if we do that, we'll discover that our sins are forgiven, we can have peace with God, and we can know him forever. And I hope
that that's what you are doing even this morning.